You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Is it true that violent video games cause aggression among young players? Jack Marshall spoke to Aaron Drummond about whether or not the link is definitive.
The study that we conducted is a meta-analysis where we pulled together 28 studies of longitudinal studies, which are studies that occurred over 3 month periods or longer, looking at the association between violent video game play and aggression in youth. And what we found was that there was a very small association, probably too small to be meaningful, between aggression and violent video game play. But more importantly, in the most high-quality studies, we actually observed an effect which was statistically indistinguishable from no relationship at all. So there's essentially nothing going on there.
Is it possible there's any kind of outliers in there, you know, like that are kind of hidden in the kind of larger set of data?
So, of course, we're looking at the average effect on people's behaviour over time. And so, of course, parents know their kids best, and so it's always a good idea for parents to be engaged in the process by keeping abreast of the latest classifications advice and making sure that they know what's in the games played by their kids and making sort of informed choices about whether that content is appropriate for their children to be consuming. But, you know, on the whole, I think it's the data point to the idea that parents can relax a little bit about this issue and not take it quite as seriously as previously.
Because there's obviously been, you know, it's been in the news for a long time, and, you know, there's a lot of research being done on it. What kind of drove you to do this meta-analysis of this?
So I think over time what we've been seeing is a, you know, gradual improvement of the scientific methods that are being used to study this particular issue, and I guess, you know, every issue in general. And as that has been happening, we've been seeing more and more studies which have been showing null effects. So we've become very interested in reanalyzing those data to see what the average effect is overall.
And do you play video games?
Yes, I do. A game from way back, and that's one of the reasons that I'm kind of interested in this field in general as well.
Yeah, well, because this is what kind of piqued my interest, is because I play a lot of video games, or at least I used to play more back in the day anyway when I had free time. But all the kind of gamers I know are not only not violent people, but they're, you know, kind of soft and quiet and reserved.
Yeah, and I mean, this is something that we tend to see, is that, you know, the gaming population in general tends to be quite introverted, and the lived experience of gamers, I guess, is one of the things that drove me to be interested in this study, in that, you know, you talk to people who are gamers and most of them don't have, you know, very violent tendencies at all. So it's one of those interesting things where what seems to be the general experience doesn't seem to match what the data have previously said, and now that we've reanalyzed the data, we're finding actually the effect is much smaller and probably non-existent.
And just finally, was there any kind of interesting things you saw in the data that maybe you didn't expect or you were expecting?
Yeah, so I think that one of the most interesting things for us was that longer time periods were associated with smaller changes in aggression. So, you know, if you were expecting that playing games over time was making people more aggressive, you should see that these effect sizes go up with the longer they spend gaming. But we actually saw the opposite, where people seem to be declining slightly in aggression the longer time periods that they tend to be playing video games. So that gives us even more sort of confidence that this is probably not a real effect.
So what you're saying is we should play more video games?
Well, I think if people enjoy them, I think what it means is that we can be a bit more relaxed about the violent content of video games. But everything in moderation is good. So, you know, parents still need to make sure their kids are getting enough sleep and enough time to do their homework and socialise and those kind of things, of course. But, you know, it means that we don't need to be quite as worried about the violent content per se.
That was The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.